This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, tis the season. Things ramping up around the Umpqua Valley 2025 Music Off. Central begins. Oh, my. It begins tomorrow. Dan Bartram and Debbie Hamilton, part of the organizing team. Thanks for coming in this morning. Debbie, are you all ready for tomorrow?
As ready as we will be, I think. We're doing good.
So, Dan, talk about Music Off Central. What's going on this year?
We're excited about the concerts and the series that are in here, the artists that are coming in. We got more food trucks. As always, it's a very family fun atmosphere, and we're just looking to pack the park.
And, Debbie, talk about the band tomorrow night.
The band tomorrow night is the Vandaliers. They say they're country punk. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but
you'll find out.
They should be a lot of fun and get us going right off the start.
There's actually a whole genre of country punk. You probably didn't know that until this year.
I probably didn't.
No,
right.
It is. It's pretty cool. It's pretty popular out there. So how many years has this been going on?
Oh, gosh. This has got to be like our 13th or 14th year.
And, Dan, talk about if somebody's not been out to Central Park, about your facility out there.
Well, we have a really big band shell. It's probably too big at times. Our production guy complains about the size and the sound coming out of it. But besides that, we've got the park atmosphere. We have the splash pad for the kids. We'll have a beer garden, cocktails being served. We got like food trucks and other vendors. It's just a great atmosphere.
And how long do these shows last?
They usually last until, they start at 7 and usually go to about 9.
And how many concerts are you doing this year?
We've got 6 lined up for this year, so 6 consecutive Thursdays.
And a lot of different styles of music. Talk about some of the other groups that are coming.
Next week is Philip Sace, and he's supposed to be a master guitarist and quite popular. Then we have the Yachty by Nature, and they're a 70s, 80s, and 90s group of soft rock and fun. We'll have a lot of surprises that night. Then we have the Heart of Rock and Roll, and they're back by popular demand. They were voted the best 2 years ago, and they wanted to come back, and people have asked for them a lot, so they're back this year. They're a fun group. They're Huey Lewis and the News tribute band. Then we have Cassius Culpepper, and I've even heard you guys play him, and he's on Sirius, and so he's really getting a lot of the sound waves now, whatever I'm trying to say here. But he's a country artist and up and coming for sure. Then our last one, our finale, will be Little Texas, and a lot of people will know them from the 90s. They were pretty big back then, and so they'll take us out with a bang.
Wow. So, Dan, what goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about? That we can talk about on the radio.
Okay. Lots of volunteer work that help makes this happen. We're there at the park early, setting up cones and blocking off streets. We've got Adventure Bound RV, which provides the trailer for the band. This year, they're going to be a big help. Then, you know, production starts about 10:30, 11 o'clock, getting sound right, and sound checks come in. And then we just sit back and watch it happen.
Wow. So Vandaliers started all tomorrow night. Yeah, and you probably got a list of things you have to do.
Yeah, we'll be there today.
Yes,
setting
we
up
do.
Banners and cones and everything else also.
And if anybody wants to find out more about the series, where can they look online?
MusicOffCentral.org is our website.
All right. Debbie and Dan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
8:36 at the Morning Report.